Physicians and advanced practice providers help us to meet the medical needs of those we serve. We are happy that you want to join one of our medical staff or our allied health professional staff. Medical staff involvement is encouraged. Our goal is to work together to provide medical care to patients in our service area. We welcome your interest in job opportunities and/or recruitment at Ephraim McDowell Health. Please contact Melissa Grubbs, Physician Support Manager, at 859-239-2407. Or you may email mgrubbs@emhealth.org. Our Medical Staff Services Department will be your source for medical staff policies, rules and regulations, and bylaws. In addition, they will assist you with functions and issues you may have with other departments and/or committees. We have three medical staffs: Ephraim McDowell Regional Medical Center, EMRMC, Ephraim McDowell Fort Logan Hospital, EMFLH, and Ephraim McDowell James B. Hagen Hospital, EMJBHH. Additionally, Medical Staff Services is the credentials verification organization for Ephraim McDowell Health Resource, Inc. EMHR. EMHR is for Employed Practitioners and the Cooperative Care Network, Inc. CCN, a managed care organization. Please note that EMHR employment and CCN membership require separate application documents. To discuss available positions and obtain more information, you may contact Kelly Conitzer at 859-239-2318. You can email her at kconitzer@emhealth.org. Medical Staff Office. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can call us at 859-239-2465. The office fax number is 859-239-6987. Pre-application form. We invite you to apply for credentials with one of our medical staff. Please print the pre-application form and return the completed form to Medical Staff Services Department, Ephraim McDowell Health, 217 South 3rd Street, Danville, Kentucky, 40422. Once we receive the completed pre-application form, we will review it to determine that you meet the qualifications. Medical Staff Services will provide the appropriate application for membership or scope of practice privileges and privilege request forms. You must complete your application fully with the attachments provided as requested. You may use N.A. in areas that do not apply to you. Physicians' eligibility requirements. Medical staff bylaws outline the qualifications necessary for an appointment and/or clinical scope of practice privileges. The minimum requirements are Kentucky licensure or DIA, if appropriate, completed, approved internship, residency, training program board certification, or initial eligibility and boarded within 5 years of completing residency, malpractice insurance, $1 million per occurrence, $3 million in the aggregate criminal background check and no fraud convictions by federal, state, or third-party payers, continuing education to meet licensure requirements, backup coverage confirmation from another practitioner with the same privilege delineation, emergency call for all active medical staff category. Emergency call is 1 out of every 4 days per provider, physician's initial appointment. Medical staff bylaws outline the procedures for application and appointment with privileges. The minimum requirements are Kentucky-mandated state hospital application form completed, signed, and dated, CAQH application for cooperative care network completed, signed, and dated, a current copy of state driver's license or other state-issued ID card or passport photo ID, current CV, resume immunization verification, two-step TB test, varicella, MMR, Tdap, hepatitis B, and current influenza vaccination, board certification, or initial eligibility and boarded within 5 years of completing residency, face sheet for malpractice insurance coverage of $1 million, $3 million minimum criminal background check, release continuing education to meet licensure requirements, confidentiality statement, signed expectations of medical staff, and LIP form emergency call for active medical staff category. Frequently asked questions. How long does the application process take? On average, the application process takes 60 to 90 days. The verification process takes about 45 days once Medical Staff Services receives your completed application. We will return an incomplete application to you. It will include a notation of missing items. We will log a new receipt date once you return the completed application. How do I get an application? You must first complete and return the pre-application form. We will send the application to your preferred address once we determine you meet the qualifications. Is there an application fee? Ephraim McDowell Regional Medical Center does not charge an application fee. However, you will be required to pay annual medical staff dues, $250 and non-refundable, once the Board of Directors approves your membership and/or privileges. Ephraim McDowell Fort Logan Hospital and Ephraim McDowell James B. Hagen Hospital do not charge dues or application fees. The Cooperative Care Network and Central Kentucky Physicians, Inc. has an application fee of $1,500 for physicians and $100 for allied health professionals. May I withdraw my application? You may voluntarily withdraw your application by submitting a letter requesting to withdraw. If we request specific information from you while processing your application and you do not respond within 30 days to our request, your application will be considered incomplete and deemed to be withdrawn. What is CAQH, and how do I complete it? CAQH is the Council for Affordable Quality Healthcare application. We use it as part of the credentialing process in addition to the Casper, Kentucky required application for appointment and reappointment. More information is available at www.caqh.org. When are applications reviewed by the medical staff? Departments meet 6 times a year, January, March, May, July, September, and November, to review and recommend action on applicants whose paperwork is complete and verified. If accepted, your application is sent to the Medical Executive Committee that same month. That committee reviews them for recommendation to the Board of Directors the last week of that month. Will you expedite my application? We do not expedite applications. Applications are processed in the order they are received. When may I start seeing patients? Once you receive your final approval letter from the Board of Directors and have attended the mandatory orientation for new providers, you may begin seeing patients. New provider orientation. We host orientation sessions from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ephraim McDowell Regional Medical Center. Sessions are held in the Jane Todd Crawford Room on the second floor of the North Building. Coffee and snacks will be provided. Practitioner verification requests. For outside facilities, we provide instant verification of medical staff affiliation for any of our credentialed practitioners. Please click here to complete a practitioner verification request.